Hello and welcome. This is Turk Tea with Lifting podcast. Sergey Putsov is speaking. And today our topic is power clean versus deadlift, a complete guide. The power clean versus deadlift debate is a hot and divisive one. In this article, we compare these two incredible drills. We explore the major differences between them and discuss their pros and cons, so you know exactly which one is the best for you. So which one is better for you? Which of them will help you achieve those lofty fitness goals? Let's find out. Power cleans are awesome if you are involved in sport that requires speed. They focus on training you to be fast and precise despite the weight. Deadlifts are your go-to if you are after raw strength and power. You train your body to stay in control while lifting heavy weights. Now let's get into the thick of it. To really get the gist of it, we need to start at the beginning. What is a power clean? A power clean is a full body movement that targets muscles from your upper back all the way to your feet. The power clean is an Olympic weightlifting auxiliary exercise that will enhance not only muscle power, but acceleration too. It starts with you bending over a barbell with your feet spread apart underneath it. This is called the starting position. Once ready, lift the barbell to your lower stomach. This part of power clean is similar to deadlift and is called the pull. You must then build momentum with your legs and pull the barbell up and turn over in one sudden, explosive movement and place it on your shoulder. Balance the barbell on your shoulder, then drop it to the floor and go again. The power clean builds athleticism by making you lift heavy weights and move them as fast as possible with controlled precision. Sound impressive, I know, but let's look at some pros and cons. Pros. It's a fully body exercise that affects several muscles. It builds explosive muscle power and acceleration. It improves athleticism. It improves muscle coordination by training you to maintain control despite the weight and speed involved. Cons. It is very technical and tricky to learn, so it requires a lot of practicing. How to do a power clean? Place your loaded barbell on the floor. Stand with your toes beneath the bar and spread your feet about as wide as your shoulder. Reach down and grab the bar with an overhand, means hook grip, and shoulder with grip. With straight arms, lower your hips, arch your chest and brace, and fill your core with a deep breath. Lift the barbell slowly towards your midsection. As the bar reaches your thighs, generate momentum and pull the bar up while turning over your hands. This is called the power position phase and turnover. As the bar nears your chest, bend your knees slightly and turn your hands over so you are now holding the bar upwards. Catch the bar on your shoulders just below your face. Stabilize yourself, then up straight. Roll the bar forward and off your shoulders and throw it back to the floor. Rinse and repeat. What is deadlift? Like the power clean, the deadlift is a full body exercise that targets muscles from your back down to your legs. Unlike the power clean, it has no concern for speed. The deadlift builds the purest raw muscle strength. It also one of the best strength training exercises for overall strength and weight loss. The deadlift starts with a loaded barbell and at rest on the floor. You must then bend over and pick it up and rise slowly until you're standing upright with the barbell in your outstretched arms. You must then slowly return the barbell to its resting position on the floor. The deadlift demands you lift the heaviest of weights and return them to the floor, all while maintaining perfect control. It builds your muscle mass for maximum strength. Don't put your money on a winner for our deadlift versus power clean debate yet. Here are some pros and cons for the deadlift. Pros: it builds muscle mass and raw strength by making you endure massive weights. It's easier to learn and master. It doesn't require fancy equipment. All you need is a barbell and enough willpower. It allows you to lift heavier weights. Cons: you can hurt your lower back if your technique isn't correct. How to do a deadlift? A deadlift is nowhere near as complex as power clean. That said, you could hurt yourself if you get it wrong. Here are the basic steps. Place your legs underneath a load barbell. Bend over and grip the barbell tightly. Arch your hips backward until you feel some tension in your hamstrings. Use the momentum for your feet and hips to pull the barbell up slowly. Continue pulling until you're standing upright with your arms outstretched. Slowly lower the barbell back to its original position. Rinse and repeat. So let's take a look at deadlift versus power clean head to head. Complexity. Let's start here. If you don't know how to do a deadlift, you have no business with a power clean. Deadlifts are easier to learn and form the first phase of power cleans. Start there. If you are an accomplished deadlifter looking to try something new, power clean just might be for you. Even then, however, you'll need professional help to get going. Deadlifts take this category because they're so much easier to do. Muscle and strength building. Deadlifts make you lift heavier weights slowly and in total control. This builds your muscle mass and raw power more than power cleans. Power cleans makes you create explosive movement while lifting heavy weights. This builds your muscle for powerful acceleration and athleticism. If you want to improve your explosive strength, power cleans will do a better job, but deadlifts are unrivaled for building bigger muscles and more strength. Deadlifts take this one. Athleticism. There is no power clean versus deadlift here. It's rather hand clean versus power clean. Clean drills focus on building explosive strength, so they are amazing for improving athleticism. Deadlifts are quite effective too, but nowhere near power cleans. Safety. Both drills are quite safe when done properly. Once mastered, you can practice either a drill without needing a rack or a spotter. That said, power cleans are more technical and complex than deadlifts, so there is a slightly higher chance of injury or muscle strain. Muscle control. Deadlifts focus more on keeping you in charge no matter how heavy the weight, while power cleans focus on keeping you in charge no matter how fast the move. The power cleans take this category because the movement required allows you to develop higher muscle coordination. It helps you control weight and speed, whereas the deadlift only focuses on weight. Question you may have: do power cleans help deadlift? First of all, remember that you must master the deadlift before trying out the power clean. The deadlift is much easier to learn, and it's only the first part of the power clean move. That said, deadlifts usually involve much easier weight than power cleans. Some experienced lifters start with power cleans, then switch to deadlifts as the weight gets heavier. Yes, power cleans can help with deadlifts. Are power cleans good for power lifters? Power cleans are an amazing drill to build explosive strength. That said, they are not popular among powerlifters because there are other drills better suited to powerlifting. Deadlifts are much better for powerlifters. Squats, bench presses, and full cleans are also perfect if you are looking for something different. Are power cleans better than deadlifts? Power cleans will serve you better if you want to build explosive strength while maintaining controlled precision. This added athleticism is awesome in sports like basketball, football, and boxing, among others. Deadlifts are all you need if you want to build raw brute strength. No other workout will give you the extra muscle mass and strength than deadlifts give. Conclusion. There are no definite answer to debates like deadlift versus power clean or hang clean versus deadlift. We all have different bodies and different targets, so we each have different needs. Power cleans will work wonders for building your explosive power and coordination, while deadlifts will build you extra muscle mass and raw strengths. Which one you pick will depend on you. Guys, it was Turkey with Lifting Podcast with Sergey Putsov. Stay strong and warm body, cold mind.